powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Keep your texts coming. I'll keep reading them out. Keep sending them on the speckled text. 0433 98 11 16 is the number. 0433 98 11 16. Bryce in Northcote. Dwayne, do people watch footy on TV to watch the crowd or the footy? Can't work all these people out. Bring back some live footy, and he'll be watching it. Thanks for that text. I'm in favour of the hub concept only if all footy comps, including both metro and country, can start the same time. I don't see or understand why the AFL and its players, officials are afforded any more special treatment and privileges that we shouldn't be able to have. Ron in Kahuna. It depends on whether you consider the AFL a workplace or not. So going back to work as opposed to playing football as a bit of fun in the park. Because I think that it will be seen like racing as a workplace. That's the way I'm viewing it, because it is the workplace. They're professional footballers that are trying to go back to work. How can May the 4th happen with Stage 3 restrictions? Well, May the 4th is still a couple of weeks away, so we're still waiting for the Australian government and each state to work out what their restrictions are going to be in a couple of weeks' time. But some of the restrictions are being loosened in various states by the days. Things like elective surgery is back. We've already seen a couple of restrictions reviewed and released back in Victoria. You know, things like the bonk ban, that lasted a day. And they said, no, we'll release that one. You can go and see your boyfriend or girlfriend. And real estate, you can show people through occupied homes now where you couldn't for a couple of days as well. So some things have changed in Victoria like they have in other states that are happy for their kids to go back to school. Danny Widler has been good enough to join me, Chief NRL reporter from Channel 9. It's been a pretty big year for rugby league. It's been a pretty big year for sport. It's been a pretty big year for Todd Greenberg as well. And it's been a pretty big 24 hours for him because he has departed. And Danny Widler's been good enough to join me to talk about it. Welcome to you, Danny. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no drama.
A lot of you people that are in the know saw this coming from a while out.
Yeah, this has been months in the making, probably ever since Peter Vallandis arrived as the chairman of the NRL. Todd Greenberg probably had his position examined in a way that it's never been examined before. And gradually it has built to the point where we reached yesterday where it was clear that it was totally unworkable for Todd Greenberg to be the CEO of the NRL going forward, even though the game is in a complete crisis with the coronavirus and massive debts, and it needs leaders. It was clear that it couldn't be Greenberg.
So who is the replacement going to be, do you think? Because that's the next step. Rugby league needs to probably move fairly quickly. I know there's been an interim boss put in place, but it's been floated here that an AFL guy by the name of Simon Lethlean might be a chance to be asked to take it. Do you see somebody from outside of rugby league taking it, or does it have to be a rugby league person?
Well, I don't think it has to be a rugby league person. I think, I don't think Simon Lethlean's a man for the job at all. I think that there are far better qualified and far better people than him to take the position. And there's a good person at the moment within the game who's Andrew Abdo, who's been put in as an interim CEO. But, you know, he's got potential, if given time, to potentially be the game's leader. He's a very smart individual, a good commercial operator. He's probably not deep in rugby league knowledge. He's been there for 7 years at the NRL, so he's got good knowledge, but it's not probably, he didn't grow up with it. He's a South African originally, but that shouldn't stop him being the head of the game if he's a good financial man and can keep up with the football matters at hand. He'll have a strong person in Peter Vallandis beside him who's very adept at handling the media and also being the public face of the NRL. And if that relationship can continue, and if they can work in that fashion where Belandis is the front man and Abdo is the behind the scenes man, it could quite easily work. But there are plenty of others in the running for the job. A number of club bosses, including the Storm's Dave Donaghy, gets a mention. The Broncos' Paul White, South's Blake Solly, and also the head of the New South Wales Rugby League, Dave Trotter, and others will come up. I can guarantee that. So there are good people within. The former boss of the AFL, Andrew Demetriou, has been suggested by some as a potential leader, and he'd be probably more suited than Lethlean, the person you suggested.
So what was Todd Greenberg's biggest flaw?
In the end, I think he... I think he lost the trust of people. That's probably the kindest way I can say it. There were things that were being talked about that weren't necessarily delivered. His biggest flaw was... his biggest problem was falling out with the Nine Network, and that put him very much on the outer. There was a meeting a couple of weeks ago on a Friday after which details emerged very quickly from the meeting, and there are also suggestions, which Greenberg has denied to me, that he was not complimentary of the Nine Network, and that put him right offside with one of the partners of the game. So if that was his flaw, but that's what ended it for him, unfortunately, for Greenberg.
Is the May 28th target date looking pretty good?
Yeah, I said, well, look, they're trying for that, and I admire the bosses of the game for giving the fans some hope and the players some hope and direction. And I think we'll know more in the next 24 to 48 hours. The Innovation Committee, the Team Apollo, Project Apollo, meet tomorrow to discuss where things are at and how realistic all of their goals are going to be to achieve those. And we'll know more then. I haven't had any indication from the head office that the date of May 28 would change. I think that it's good to have that goal. They do have some wriggle room if it could be a week later, if there are any problems with, transporting the Warriors, for instance, or for problems with the Queensland teams coming in. But they've got a bit of wriggle room. But at the moment, they haven't budged from May 28.
And has the NRL and Nine had a hug? They hugged it out?
Well, I think now that Todd Greenberg's no longer there, they'll be able to have a socially isolating, accepted exchange, maybe an elbow bump. I don't know if they're going to be hugging, though.
And the long-term relationship?
Yeah, I think. Look, I'm not privy to those discussions, so I can't give you an answer on behalf of Channel 9, but I'd imagine that things have improved in the last 24 hours.
And Fox Sports Festival of Footy, they're talking this up as well. It sounds as if the broadcasters, are pretty happy for the date to be hit.
Oh, they're desperate for it. Let's not say pretty happy. Fox particularly needs rugby league to start. They're running replays of old games and doing some very admirable talk shows just to give their viewers something, because they've got nothing at the moment. Take this as a fact. They didn't have a fantastic relationship in the end with Todd Greenberg either. To suggest they did. Some of the fiercest criticism of Todd Greenberg was coming out of Fox, and they were really going for his throat. So I don't think that the Fox network, who also didn't pay their latest instalment of their contract, were necessarily too upset with the departure of Todd Greenberg.
And Peter Vlandy's reputation right now, is it strengthening? Like the reputations of you know, people that are in leadership positions right now, like, you know, Scott Morrison's probably has, Gil McLaughlin's probably has, you know, Jacinda Ardern's probably has.
Yeah, look, I think Peter Volandis is the leader that rugby league needs. And he hasn't put a foot wrong as yet. He has been leading from the front for a code that so often lacked genuine, strong leadership. Todd Greenberg always talked a good game. I have to give him that. He was a magnificent media performer. But Peter Volandis, he mightn't be as slick as Greenberg is, but he's a very, very strong performer in the world of politics, in the world of rugby league, and he's shown the way for horse racing as well. So I can't say anything bad about Peter Volandis at this point. That may change, but I mean, I'm happy to criticise him when it's fair. But at the moment, I've got nothing but strong praise for him.
Been a bit of movement in the last 48 hours as well, Danny. We're talking to Danny Widler, Chief NRL Reporter from Channel 9, about State of Origin being back and maybe even being back in Queensland. So a bit has changed. I think the Prime Minister is about to speak in about 10 minutes' time as well. So things continue to change on a daily basis.
This is an amazing time. It's a very sad time. But, yeah, like you say, it's from a news perspective, I'm sure it's the same where you are. There's no end of stories. It's really something that's right this minute can be wrong in 10 minutes. So, you know, you've got to, as a journalist, you've got to be on your toes and ready to change. So, there's a lot going on.
Can you see rugby league State of Origin games being played in Queensland before the end of this year?
Yes, I think so. Maybe without crowds, but I think we're definitely facing the idea of league in Queensland.
And how are your fans going to cope with no crowds at games? Are they still going to consume it as passionately, or will they actually consume it with more passion because more people have got their backsides on a lounge room at home?
You know, we don't get huge crowds in rugby league. Are you setting me up for that one, or
no? I'm not. To be honest, I've done plenty of AFL games with small crowds as well, Danny. So I would never throw that one at you.
Nah.
But I know what it's like to have a sport that's iconic in the minds of your fans, and rugby league is that. It's iconic. Yeah. Fans love it. They chew it up like it's a religion, and our sport's like that here too. So I can't see people not watching it. But how are your fans going to cope? Will they watch it, or will they not watch it without crowds?
Oh, I watched that first couple of rounds when both sports had no crowds, and I'm not doing this to have a shot at AFL, but I think the league copes better without the crowd because of the way it looks on the TV. There aren't the gaping, you know, stands, like huge stands with no people in it, whereas the league, the action is a lot tighter, and it fits better into the TV box, and I think that it actually looked better than the AFL on TV. So I don't think, while it's a long way from being ideal, and it's not the same, I think it can survive as a product without crowds for this year.
Great to have a chat to you, Danny, and setting everything straight for us down here who are not quite as knowledgeable about rugby league, certainly I'm not, as people up north. So thanks for letting me tap into your brain. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Danny Widler, Chief NRL Reporter from Channel 9. Your calls after the break, 1300 736 736. My fault. I haven't taken enough of your calls. I promise I will. Straight after the break, 1300 736 736. Your call will get you on. And Sam Edmund to give us a sports update as well. You at Dwayne's World.